Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, did you know that this is National Self-Defense Month? I had no idea until I ran into this character that I've known for years and years and years by the name of Andy Shook. And he said, you know what? We need to do a show about self-defense. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, well, Treadstone Defense Team is our tactics, rather, can tell you all about it. So here we are. I have Andy Shook, and I have the brain trust from Treadstone Defense Tactics, Jeremy Brown. So, guys, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, Manny, thanks for having us.
All right, let's just start with you, Andy. You look all teed up. Come a little closer to the microphone.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about Andy.
So, Andy, man, I've been in Rock Hill now. Gosh, this year will be 30 years. So, married with five kids.
Five kids?
Yeah, and my oldest son is sitting right beside me. Say hi, Lander.
Hello.
All right, so that's my oldest son, Lander, who's 17 going on 25.
Yeah,
so we're here to talk about National Self-Defense Awareness Month and what I'm studying at Treadstone Defensive Tactics under Jeremy, studying Krav Maga and just personal self-defense. So looking forward to sharing all about it.
Interesting. All right, Jeremy, they're pointing to you as the brain trust behind all this. Tell us about you.
Well, I don't know that I'm the brain trust behind anything, but the Lord has gifted me and given me opportunity to do this, to help people in the community and live safer lives. So I love the opportunity to do it.
Now, you've only been a resident of York County for 6 months, right?
So for Rock Hill.
For Rock Hill.
About 6 months. My family and I moved here 5 years ago, but to Fort Mill.
Uh-huh.
And then we just recently got a house down here in Rock Hill and moved to this fantastic community.
Good. So before you came to Fort Mill, where were you located?
So we lived 11 years in California.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we're one of those.
It's all the promised land.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We did not bring any of it with us.
Well, you know, I always love to tell people who come from states like California or Maryland or what have you, did you have a sense of disbelief when you bought your house and they showed you the little poop sheet on it, and it had information about taxes? And you looked at that and you said, well, is this what I pay a month? And somebody told you, no, this is what you pay a year. Did you have that sticker shock?
Yes.
Yeah. Favorable. Very favorable. Well, good. Welcome to Rock Hill and Fort Mill and York County. Good. All right, so what is this Treadstone Defense Tactics?
Yeah, so Treadstone, it kind of came about because my specialty is Krav Maga, which is hand-to-hand fighting. It's an Israeli self-defense system. And the other part of it is that I saw a need for in the gun community for people to start learning hand-to-hand as well.
Right.
And so Treadstone is born out of those two things. You have the hand-to-hand side, and then you have the firearm side. But the bigger part is that we actually combine the two together. So Treadstone is a company that works with average people, great people from the community, and teaches them how to live safer, healthier lives.
So how did you get into this?
Short answer, the Lord.
All right.
It wasn't something I was looking for. I had always had a passion for self-defense and guns and that kind of stuff. But the Lord is the one who guided me to Krav, and that was, I've been teaching now for 13 years.
And that is what?
Krav Maga.
Yeah.
It just means contact combat in Hebrew.
Okay.
So that's the name of the system.
All right. All right.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to speak a foreign language, but it actually is a foreign language.
Okay. So the Treadstone Defense Tactics, is this your company, or are you a franchisees of it?
No, sir, it's my company.
Your company?
Yep.
And how long have you been doing this?
5 years as our own company. Before that, I had been teaching, 9 years for a different company.
Interesting. Yep. Well, good for you. So somewhere along the line, you ran into this guy over here? Is that how this
it's all
happened?
Downhill from there, man.
You're lucky you're still in business.
I've been trying to forget that day. Yeah, no, Andy showed up, and Jamie as well, his wife, and they're fantastic members, and they've joined the team on the staff, and They're a huge blessing to us.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this self-defense thing. Now, I don't think anybody would debate that we live in a weird world out there.
Sure.
You just never know what's going to come around the corner. And I think everybody needs to have a little basic awareness of what options are available to them should something pop out that you are totally unexpecting. You know, we hear a lot about these, what do they call them, carjackings, where car just, you know, somebody will pull right up, you whatever it is, they'll pull up beside you, pull you out of the car, and next thing you know, they take off with everything that you have. So how do you, I mean, somebody who has no knowledge at all about self-defense but realizes they need to do something, how do you introduce them to this?
Yeah, so first off, what we need to understand is the ultimate goal in the end of the day is to get home safe. It's not to protect my possessions per se. So if somebody comes up and wants my car, let them have the car.
Yeah.
It's not worth putting yourself in harm's way over possessions. But let's take that same scenario. Somebody comes up and wants my car, but my four-month-old baby's in the back seat. Well, now it's worth dying for. And so when we start looking at self-defense, one of the harder parts is that so many people let their ego drive it, and they start, oh, they want to know, well, how do I stop somebody from robbing me? I don't care about stopping somebody from robbing me. I care about stopping somebody from hurting me and stopping me from getting home. So self-defense, first off, let's just say, shouldn't be done in a way to protect your possessions, but rather it's to protect life.
Somebody told me one day, and this made so much sense, possessions, a car, cash in your pocket, a wristwatch, whatever. It's just stuff.
Right.
It's just stuff that can be replaced.
Right.
And the larger items you probably have insured anyway. But if you lose a watch or if you lose $100 in cash or whatever, it's just stuff. You can replace that. It's not worth trying to get into a scuffle with somebody who probably is armed with a knife or a gun or something. Let them have it. Let them go.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as you point out, the scenario changes 180 degrees if you're talking about a child that's in the back seat.
Yep. Or if they're not looking for possessions, but rather to actually just harm you. And that's where self-defense comes in, is that, one, we want to prevent stuff, so that's where situational awareness comes. And we talk about that a lot, you know, in our culture, situational awareness and what that actually means. But the more aware, the sooner I see things coming, the more, or I should say, the better the choices I will make, because I'm not surprised. But in that moment when we're surprised and we weren't able to evade or stop something from starting, then it's important to know how to survive it physically. And that's where learning the techniques, knowing how to punch, how to kick, how to run, how to do damage, or how to get out of specific scenarios comes into play.
So is the first part of this training just awareness? In other words, being, I don't know, more intense about the surroundings, your surroundings day in and day out?
Well, that's one of the beauties is the, in the training, it's not that we have to necessarily talk about that, but just a lot of the drills that we do automatically start increasing people's situational awareness and their ability to multitask and see multiple things coming at the same time. Now, yes, there are specific classes or sessions that we focus on building those skills, but most of our warm-ups, a lot of the drills that we do are already making that happen without telling you that's what we're doing.
Okay.
I think just to chime in there, for me, I mean, when Jamie and I walked into his school the first day, that was the thing that initially struck me within the first couple of classes. It's just, I didn't realize how much I was missing in my surroundings, right? You know, just because it's such a habit to sit at a table and have your face in your phone or talking to my son, you know, over lunch, something like that, and not paying attention to what's around me. So that's one of the biggest things that hit me and my wife out of the gate and do that. And so, and then the Krav just builds on that, and it becomes just, it's an incredibly practical system. We're not trying to learn a bunch of cool moves to go to a tournament and score 3 points for a trophy. It's just the training Jeremy provides is situational based. So I know in particular situations, scenarios, position in a room, something like that, he's teaching me and my wife tactics to how to handle ourselves, you know, defend and escape.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, I've heard it said before that many, many, many people take road trips. And they stop. They stop at a rest facility.
Sure.
And the last thing that you want to be very aware of what's around you when you go into that large restroom in the middle of a highway somewhere, because you don't know who's there or how long they've been there or what their intentions are. I mean, you got to be smart about what you're doing, bottom line. Okay, so if somebody is piqued to do something like this, I mean, your system is what? Is it something you do every week? Is it something you do 4 or 5 times and then you're ready to go? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so like most things, unfortunately, it takes lots of repetition and a lot of time to get good at things. It's not a one-and-done type of scenario. So people, you know, in the community, if they're interested in learning, they should find a school. It doesn't have to be Krav. I mean, granted, that's what we teach. But there's a lot of great systems out there that are going to help people live safer. But it normally means you're going to have to commit to at least some time. As far as our program, we offer classes most days of the week, and it's kind of like a gym membership where people come as many times as they can. That might not fit in everybody's schedule. You know, if you only have one day to dedicate to training, well, at least do that one day of training because that's better than nothing. So I don't want to discourage people that don't have all the time in the world to just commit, you know, but it is more than just a let's do 1 hour and then you're good for the rest of your life types of thing.
Yeah, it's all about developing the skill set and making it second nature so that should you be in a situation like that, your reflexes are going to take over and do what you can do. All right, so let's just let's run through a scenario. Let's just say we're sitting here at Substation 2, and somebody walks in here, and I don't know, let's just say they get nasty right here at this table.
Sure.
They're getting abusive. They're doing no weapons, nothing like that. Your recommendation for something like that is what? Just sit there and let them go off and start to pay attention to it?
So this is always a tricky one because depending on what I say, I can offend multiple people. So first off, if we're talking about self-defense, it means there's a word there and it's self. So if you're sitting here and something starts to go down in here but it has nothing to do with you or anybody you know, then for self-defense, the best thing is for you to actually just leave.
Right.
Don't sit and watch. Don't film it because that increases the chances you become part of it. So if we're talking truly just self-defense, get up and get out. However, there is, you know, if you've been called to be a protector and to be a protector of more than just yourself, then it starts changing because now, okay, if I feel like I see somebody abusing somebody that should not be abused and I can step in and help stop it, because that's my calling in life, then I would give them different recommendations. But for your average person, if you walk into a place and something sketchy is going on, just leave. Don't stay to be able to tell the news about it later, because that increases the chances that you're going to get involved.
You have a lot of common sense.
Yeah. Well, I should say, thankfully, most of what we do is common sense. What's unfortunate is that as a society, we tend to not do what's common sense. Oftentimes, the simplest thing and the thing that, you know, if I asked, you know, I'd say 90% of or more of young ladies, if I say, hey, should you be walking around at night by yourself on the street with your head in your cell phone, they'd say no. However, if you drive around and you look, most of them are with their heads in their cell phone. So even though it's something that is common sense, we tend to have a tendency not to do what's common sense.
You know, you're right. I when I go to the Y early in the morning, I'm always amazed when I see young ladies just jogging down the streets all by themselves. I mean, they've got their headlamp and all that stuff on. But, you know, we're not immune from that stuff happening here in Rock Hill. And I don't know why they don't do the old buddy system. I don't know why they don't have somebody with them. But that's called common sense. And maybe somebody doesn't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go jog, so they do right. It by themselves. So you would, let's just take the young men and women across the street here, and let's just use the women as an example. If they're going to go out and insist on jogging in the morning without somebody with them as a buddy, what kind of things are you going to teach them in case somebody jumps out of the bushes and decides they want to disrupt the jogging?
Yeah, so this will be a hard one for most people because they like to jog listening to music. The problem is if I'm plugging my ears and my brain up with music, I don't hear what's going on around me, and it's a lot easier to get surprised. So if you can learn to jog without music, that'd be a one step in the right direction. The other is picking routes that are going to be more traveled by people, picking routes that are better lit, picking routes that have less hidden areas for somebody to be able to be in. And that takes planning. And we are, again, our culture is we like convenience and ease. We don't like to spend a lot of time setting up stuff. But I'd recommend actually plotting out a good route. You know, take the route with somebody the first time and just see what is this like at that time in the morning with that lighting conditions. And is there a better way that I could go instead of going down this thing just randomly? So it'd be great to have multiple routes, so that you're not creating a predictable pattern that somebody can steady you and say, okay, I know this person will be at this spot every morning at 5.
All right.
So a little bit of prep work would go a long way.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. Just listening here for a few minutes, I'm beginning to think that 25 or 30% of what you teach is common sense, and the other 65 to 70% is actual tactics. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, you're right. Tactics and skills are no good if we don't have the common sense and the brain behind it.
And it's along with that, it's amazing that how much of my life I live on a daily basis kind of on autopilot, just out of routine, where I'm not engaged mentally, you know. And so that's one of the things Jeremy has taught me is that, yeah, I have my routine. I have the things I have to do with the family inside and outside the home, work or whatever. But then in those situations, you know, what's different? What do I need to look out for? You know, who's this? Why is this guy? Why is the guy in the trench coat in the corner? And it's in July. You know, stuff like that. So it's been very interesting for me. It's you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so it's been a lot of mind renewal for me and just in my day-to-day living.
I would also guess that when people get comfortable with these skills that you're teaching them, that they need their confidence level's got to go up, right? So you see the guy with the trench coat in the corner.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to go over there and start picking a fight with this guy just because you have this mindset that I'm much better than I used to be.
Right.
This is just to have something in the back of your head to pull forward if in case a situation develops.
Absolutely. There is an interesting trend that I see with students, and I went through it too when I first started off, and that is that you start to build such a confidence that it starts to get almost dangerous. And then you keep progressing up, and then all of a sudden you are brought back down to reality that, okay, I have the confidence I need, but I also have the smarts to say I don't ever want to be in a situation that I actually have to use what I know how to do. And so we have to build confidence. If you don't have the confidence, you won't act. You're going to freeze. You're going to panic. You won't be able to think clearly. That's one of the great things. If I'm not scared of a physical confrontation, then my nerves aren't going to be so bad that I can't think. So that stress inoculation is a huge part in us being able to avoid stuff. Definitely, I don't care how good you are. Maybe even if you're a UFC fighter that's won all these titles, you shouldn't go picking fights. You shouldn't try to put yourself into situations.
Exactly. All right, we've got to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we've had our beginner's class. Here we go now. We do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. And now we're going to tell everybody in the community how it's done. At the count of three, join me in this wonderful slogan. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Here's another great catering idea from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
Well, we have the giant party subs. We make them any way you want, usually like our number 19. They're delicious and will feed a crowd.
Whatever your catering needs, Substation 2 has lots of options. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Have a catering coming up? You can get some great ideas from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
We have giant party subs made on this beautiful Italian loaf of bread, piled high with 6 meats and cheese, and gardened with any one of our 8 delicious fresh toppings.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Hey, that's where we are. We're talking with two guys that, we're talking with one guy, Jeremy Brown, who's with Treadstone Defense Tactics, one of his able-bodied students who put this program together. Andy Shook is here with us as well. And it's all about, you know, common sense, awareness. But then, of course, if you're in a situation where as you say, you want to defend that child, if they're going to steal your watch or they're going to steal your money, let them steal it, right? Let them go. But if there's something else at risk that can't be replaced, like a child, a loved one, whatever it could be, then this is where you kick in with the training, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, the training, I mean, good Lord, how do you say you do these classes like every week, every day?
Almost every day we have classes going on, yep.
And where do we do this?
So right now our main location is up in Charlotte. We do have plans in the future to expand, so stay tuned. There will be something closer to this awesome community coming down the road. But right now our location is in south end part of Charlotte.
Okay. The suburb to the north.
Yep, right. That right. Suburb to the north.
We're
going to
annex that one day and bring it in to make everything right up there. It is. So your classes are what? How long are they? An hour?
Yeah, so most classes are an hour long. Right. We do have a couple. Well, one class that's an hour and a half long, but that's our dynamic engagements, which is a program that combines the guns with the hand-to-hand. So as I mentioned earlier, with the guns, unfortunately, there's two sides to it. Got people who are scared to death of them, and then you have people that are overconfident with them.
Right.
And they haven't taken the time to realize that even if I have the gun, I may need some hand-to-hand just to get to it, or I may need to have a way to fight. Even once it's out, the guy might grab it, and he might take it from me, and I may have to be able to fight to get it back. So that's where our dynamic engagement program comes in. It's a more holistic approach to gun training. It's not just here's how you hold it and how you pull a trigger, but rather here's how you fight either for it or with it and for your life. The other amazing thing of that is sometimes we limit ourselves and we say, well, I have a gun. I don't need hand-to-hand stuff. But most situations can be resolved without a gun, and I would rather do that. So it's tricky. People ask me, are you a gun enthusiast or you must be a really big gun guy? I love guns, but I also understand that there's a responsibility that comes with guns that is often missing with a lot of people.
I can remember so clearly when I took my concealed weapons class, the instructor saying, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the circumstance is, if you have to pull the trigger on that gun and shoot somebody, your life will change forever. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to use a gun unless you have to.
Correct.
Absolutely have to. So do you have a website where people can find out about this?
Yeah, so it's treadstonetactics.com.
Okay.
You could also just Google Treadstone, Krav Maga, Charlotte, any of those kinds of words should pull us up.
Can you spell whatever it is?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Kravmaga. Got it. All right. Well, anyway, just go to treadstonetactics.com.
That's correct.
It's English.
This works better. That's English. The Krav Maga is Hebrew, obviously. But we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Very interesting. The classes, what's the fee for this? What's the cost?
Yeah, so it's a gym membership, so we have several packages depending on how long you're signing up for. But the base rate for Krav would be $120 a month.
Okay. Pretty small price. Pretty small price to have something that could help you out in a very serious situation. This is very interesting. Now, as far as ages, do you have a... I mean, they're all over the place?
Yeah, so right now, the youngest that we will take in classes is 16 and all the way up to 70-year-olds or later. We take people from all stages of life. We're looking at doing a kids program in the future, but our focus right now is adults, and so that's our demographic.
What do you see as far as what's coming in? Are most of the people in, in their 30s or 40s?
Yeah, the bulk is going to be 30, 40s.
Right.
Yep, and then we got those outliers.
Now, is there, besides the actual defensive tactics you teach them, is there a bunch of calisthenics and like gym work that you're doing to get them ready to do this?
Yeah, so that's one of the beauties of the training is that you're getting in shape without realizing you're getting in shape. So I'm one of those that doesn't like to go to a gym and lift weights, so I need my brain to be occupied learning something and then just have the benefit that I'm getting in shape while I'm learning something. That works better for me than running on a treadmill.
So when you come out of your hour-long class, you should have a sweat?
You should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a workout. I love the practicality of it. You're actually, he's hammering us every class, but you're learning something with it. And yeah, you feel it in a good way.
When somebody comes to your class, they just wear regular old gym clothes? Or is there some kind of special whatever?
No, so they wear regular clothes. I do recommend if you can wear as close to the clothing you would wear on a normal basis. That's better because you're probably not going to be able to tell the bad guy, hold on, let me get my gym shorts on.
Common sense again, right?
Common sense again.
So you mean you'd like me to show up with slacks and a tie on? Is that what you're telling me?
Just pick a pair that you don't mind ripping.
That's interesting. My guess is you've had a lot of success stories from people who have gone through this training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me one of them.
Okay, one of my favorites. This was from my school in California. One day I was closing up, and this guy hobbles over to me. He's wearing a leg cast and an arm cast.
Oh, my.
And he says, I bet you don't remember me. And I'm sitting there, uh-oh, what happened? But he gave a story how he had come and tried one class. The class happened to be on a topic of fighting against multiple attackers. His job sent him to work in China, and he got kidnapped by multiple attackers. And they managed to move him to a second location, and he said he started to feel like this was not going to go right, and he remembered my voice telling him different things, and even though he had only done one class, he fought his way out, broke his leg and his arm, but he managed to get away to the public and got rescued.
Okay.
So that was impressive to me, especially when you see him with a cast on, and I'm thinking, oh, I taught him something wrong. But I actually taught him something that saved his life.
All right, the website is called TreadstoneTactics.com. Treadstone, of course, if you've ever seen the Jason Bourne movies, great name, TreadstoneTactics.com. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for putting this together.
Yeah, man.
All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, guys, you did such a good time the first time around. We're going to get you to do it just one more time. Yeah. We do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. Even Tom Glenn knows how it's done here. Fresh subs and salads. 1, 2, 3. How do we do it? Slice, slice, slice.
Darn, darn, darn.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.